This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Amid sharp criticism from top GOP allies, President Trump is defending his decision to pull back U.S. troops in northern Syria. Trump announced his intention in a series of tweets Sunday night. He spoke to reporters Monday about his unpopular decision, saying bringing troops home is one of his campaign promises.
We're willing to do what we have to do, but there has to be an end game. And if you stay, it's going to be the same thing. Eventually, you're going to have to leave. It's going to be the same thing.
Without the presence of U.S. troops in northern Syria, Turkish troops are expected to stage attacks on the Kurdish forces that had allied with the United States. Trump has threatened to destroy the Turkish economy if the Turkish troops go too far. Asked whether he was concerned about news that there's a second whistleblower who's now come forward over his controversial phone call with the president of Ukraine, Trump said he's not at all concerned. He said the call was perfectly innocent and accused Representative Adam Schiff, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, of making up allegations against him.
It's a big scam, and I think Adam Schiff should be investigated for what he did. He took to the great chamber, Congress, and he made a speech. And his speech was a fraud. Everything he said was a fraud.
The White House says the next round of U.S.-China trade talks will begin in Washington on Thursday. The two sides last held major talks in July, but there was no major breakthrough in the trade dispute between the world's top two economies. President Trump announced last month that he's postponing a new round of tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th. He called that a gesture of goodwill. China followed up by lifting tariffs on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods. This is VOA News. Ethiopian Airlines' former chief engineer filed a whistleblower complaint on the March crash of a Boeing MAX jet. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A former top employee of Ethiopian Airlines has filed a whistleblower complaint with regulators in which he says someone got into maintenance records that should have been locked one day after the March crash of a Boeing 737 MAX jet that killed all 157 people on board. Jonas Yeshenu resigned as Ethiopian Airlines chief engineer this summer. He's seeking asylum in the United States, in part because he says speaking out against the government-owned airline can lead to imprisonment.
If you are in jail, mean you will be beaten. You will be tortured.
Yeshenu also tells the Associated Press Ethiopian Airlines mechanics are overworked and pressed to take shortcuts, and pilots fly on too little rest and not enough training. I'm Mike Gracia.
Clashes between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters killed at least 15 people in an eastern Baghdad neighborhood. Iraqi authorities pledged Monday to hold accountable any members of the security forces who acted wrongly in dealing with anti-government protesters. The military is also withdrawing troops from the Sadr City neighborhood in northeastern Baghdad in a move apparently aimed at de-escalation. Since the protests began nearly a week ago, more than 100 people have been killed. A confessed serial killer jailed in California is now being described as the most prolific serial killer in U.S. history. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
79-year-old Samuel Little told investigators he's killed about 93 people, mostly women, all across the country between the years 1975 and 2005. And now the FBI says investigators believe all of his confessions are credible. They verified 50. The bureaus displayed sketches of dozens of victims, mostly black women, drawn by Little himself in prison. They also released interrogation videos, including one in which Little smiles as he describes a victim in New Orleans in 1982, calling her pretty, describing her skin color, and admiring her beautiful shape. Little serving multiple life sentences in California. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Students in Bangladesh staged protests and blocked major roads Monday after an undergraduate was beaten to death, allegedly by ruling party activists, for criticizing the government over a water-sharing deal with India. And two Americans and a British scientist have been awarded the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine. The Nobel Committee said Monday the award is shared by William Kalin, Greg Semenza, and Peter Ratcliffe. The three men will share the $918,000 cash award. Announcements of other Nobel Prize winners are expected later this week. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.